So, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Arno Gass, and welcome to this special broadcast. Today, I'm proud to ask a few questions to our exclusive guest, Sylvain Eulinger, about his training period. So, Sylvain, how are you today?
I'm fine. I'm doing good.
All right, good. I guess that we can start, so let's get ready.
I'm ready.
Sylvain, where did you do your training period?
I spent my training period at the firm De Dietrich, located in my town, Zinsur. It wasn't far away from my home, and it was very good to... It was a good aspect that wasn't so far.
Alright, so you're getting on foot?
Yes, I didn't need a car to get there.
That's cool. And how did you get in there? Was it easy to enter this firm?
At first, I wrote a letter with a resume on it, and I didn't get any answer. So I thought maybe they didn't want me. But then my parents had a contact who worked at the human resources in that firm. Mm-hmm. And they told me, we're going to take you for that training period. Oh. So it was really nice. It was very quick. I didn't take much time to find it.
Mm-hmm. You're not like other people in your in our classroom.
Yes.
And in which department did you work?
I was at the accounting department, which is dependent to the financial departments.
All right. And what did you do during the last 10 weeks?
I do basic registering in accounting. I do customers payments. I did the VAT declaration and the good exchange declaration, which is a thing that the firm has to do because they do exchange between the firm and country from Europe.
All right. A lot of different works.
Yes.
And how could you qualify your relationships with the other co-workers?
Okay, so the first week, of course, I was stressful. I was scared they will hit me and everything. But in the end, I'd say it was really friendly and we were equals. They treat me like I was one of them. I was a worker, not a trainee, not a child, not a student. They really treat me like we were the same.
Right, so they are literally like a family, if I listen to you. And what were your working hours?
My working hours were not flexible. They were fixed. It was from 8 a.m. until midday for the morning. Mm-hmm. And 1 p.m. until 3:30 p.m. for the afternoon, except Friday. Friday, I only work the morning.
Right.
But sometimes I stayed a little bit longer on the afternoon to finish work that I had to do.
So they were not very flexible?
Not flexible at all.
Right. That's a shame. And where did you have lunch? Was there a kitchen?
So they had a kitchen in the firm. But since it was far away from my home, mm-hmm. I stood up with my own 2 feet and I walked until my home to lunch.
All right. And I just understand that it was a pretty awful question. Because you said before that you getting food. Thank you. And very important question.
Yes.
Very try to answer good to my question. Did you get any wage?
I'm sorry, but
no.
I have
Don't say that. Don't say that. Don't
I have a bad news for you.
No.
I didn't get any wages.
Oh.
I thought for a moment that they were going to pay me. Mm-hmm. But then they just say, thank you, see you next time. But in the end, it's not a negative point. Yeah. Money doesn't make life happier.
Right.
And it's really something that helped build my professional and personal life. So I take this like a wage.
Yeah, you just had an experience. So it was more beneficial of getting money and learning nothing.
Exactly.
All right. And what are your feelings about this training period? Will you keep good memories?
I keep only good memories of it. Of course, there were some negative aspects. Some days it was repetitive. Some days we have simply nothing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, it was really a good life learning experience. I learned a lot of work. I learned a lot of things also in working life. All things happened in a firm. So it was really a good experience.
All right. And little question. It will be cut. But do you prefer school or the firm?
I prefer the firm because we're not treated as child, we're treated as equal.
Mm-hmm.
In the school, there is really that relationship where teachers are higher than us. Mm-hmm. And it's really beneficial that in a firm there's really this relationship where they don't say, hey, it's just a trainee. No, we are really equals. They treat me like I was a worker there.
All right. Thank you. So remember, children, school is boring. It will be cut. And if after your studies, yes, you want to join a firm like this, is there an opportunity to get hired in there?
I don't want to make false hopes for our audience. They wouldn't hire me, but they told me that if I want to do a sandwich course, which is 1 week at work, 1 week at school, for example, mm-hmm, they would took me in it. They would not hire me as a full-time worker, but in a sandwich course, they would took me.
All right. And last but not least question. Have you any advice to give to young students?
Okay. For all the young students that listens to us, don't stress, be chilled, relax. They're not here to hit you, to put shame on you because you don't know how to do things. You're here to learn and they understand it. Just be you, prove that you can do something, that you can learn from your mistakes, and you will succeed in that training period and you will succeed in your life.
All right, it was a good advice. So I finished with my question. Thank you, Sylvain, for answering
to it. Thank you,
Arnaud. It was pretty cool to interview you. And for all people listening to us, see you next time.
Bye.